Old National Bank, State Street Studio.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
WMVP, WSHE HD2, Chicago.
Chicago's home for sports.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
I had a very spirited Bears conversation earlier. If you still want to weigh in on the Bears and what they are this year, and if it bothers you, whether or not Ryan Poles says this is a rebuild, I don't care. He's shown us what he's going to do. And I'm not saying that he's done everything right, because you can argue this isn't the way you develop a quarterback with everything he's surrounding Fields with. Doesn't make it as easy as possible on Fields, that's for sure. He can still develop. A lot of good football conversation coming up here. Next, July 26th is when they report. And their first practice day, we found out today, I believe, is the 28th.
Let's get this thing going. Yes. Let's get this season underway.
So if you want to weigh in on some of the Bears, we had Billy Corgan on earlier today. Talk about his benefit for Highland Park and the families of the shooting victims. He's doing a concert next week, a week from tonight. You can find it on the Smashing Pumpkins YouTube page. It's free for everyone. There'll be a link where you can donate. And today, too, if I can for a second, is also Jimmy V Day. Today, we're going to play the Jimmy V speech, I believe, at 5:30, which is always can't miss. I heard the people, I think it was Shay, who is in for Greeny today. Does great work. She worked here for years at Fox and also ESPN 1000. Shea Cornett, and she was talking all about raising funds. And you know how important the V Foundation is for me. It's 2 years remission now. And, they were talking about immunotherapy. Without the advancements, without these clinical trials that I was on, the odds would not be increasing as you continue to live and be cured with these things. So if you do have the means, shout out to the V Foundation. Fred Huebner always told me that watching the All-Star game will never be the same for after you're diagnosed with cancer because of the Stand Up for Cancer thing that they do. They pause in the middle of the game. Every player holds up a placard on who they stand up for, and it's always very, very touching. And it hit me yesterday, too. But today's a very important day. We, for many years, encouraged you to donate. I'll put a link up for the V Foundation.
We still encourage you to donate.
Yeah.
If you're
course,
so inclined.
Yes. So, I very tough times, but if you have the means, and I believe they were matching up to $1 million in donations today. Like, there was a benefactor out there who was being anonymous who would match up to $1 million for every dollar that they donate today.
That's fantastic.
Yes. All right. So, whether you want to weigh in on Bears or baseball, I want to know what I'm missing here, okay? I want to know, there's twofold question. A, what am I missing with everyone? People continue to tweet at me based on my thought that I don't want the Cubs to go after Soto. It's not that I don't think that Juan Soto is fantastic or one of the best players in baseball and that he's super young and will be on your team for a while. Would I want Juan Soto on the Cubs? Absolutely. Do I want to give up prospects and money? At this stage, probably not. And
what's it going to cost? Prospect-wise?
It's going to cost you...
Are they going to gut your minor league system that you tried to rebuild by not re-signing or by trading some of the guys you traded last year?
And you still don't have a huge minor league system. They're up and coming.
Right.
They're like they're mid-MLB from what I've been reading. They're on the up. A lot of their young talent is down low. A couple of their bigger prospects this year that they were, Brennan Davis got hurt very early on. Ed Howard, who they drafted in the first round a few years
ago. Shortstop.
Think about what he's had to go through. His last year here in Chicago, he didn't play because of COVID. And then, his first year, I don't think there was a minor league season. This year, he's had a catastrophic hip injury, and he's out for the year. So, and he wasn't hitting as well as he would. Brennan Davis was a guy, really, they had high thoughts of. He's been out now for a long, long time. And then a lot of their other guys are at the lower level. It's an improved system, and it's getting better. But again, it's not like When you have Juan Soto, you have Juan Soto and Nico Horner, and then what?
You tell me.
But everyone's like, Sylvie, if you can acquire a game-changing player, you do it no matter what. And I'm trying to think, am I missing something here? Should I be?
Well, where are you filling in the blanks in other spots? What are you doing there? You can make a significantly better case for the guys on the south side making that deal than the guys on the north side.
And that's the other part of it. And to me, again, you have Aaron Judge who's going to be a free agent. You want to pay a guy millions and millions of dollars? Go out and get Judge. I've told you about Correa and Trey Turner. These are MVP-type players who are available at Xander Bogaerts and Dansby Swanson, too. They're championship players who are out there that you can get for free. You don't have enough pitching. Go out and sign some arms. To me, I want to continue to grow the system, and there are enough holes on this Cubs team where I can find difference-making players for just free agency.
I'm sure there's some analytics attached to this conversation. But I look at baseball and Soto is I can't think of a guy I'd be more interested in for my favorite baseball team than him right now. 23?
Right, because of the age. What about Shohei, though? Because he can...
That's true. You're getting, that's good.
Let's say top three.
Let's say top three. He's got to be in your top three of most desirable young guys. With that said, he's one of nine guys that will come to the dish, hopefully at least four times a game. He can have a tremendous impact. But I don't know that I may be willing to push chips in that manner for a quarterback. Or for a player like, you know, Steph Curry in his prime.
In the NBA, different, prime. Right.
Yes. Because I just think, like, a quarterback, although he's one of 11, quarterback can have a greater impact, I think, than a dominant baseball player. And so can, you know, the best player in the NBA can have a greater impact over a longer period of time. I'm not diminishing who Juan Soto is, but just the game of baseball... Look, we said it all day yesterday. Look at the Angels. The Angels have Mike Trout, Rendon, and Shohei. Where are they at?
And they had Pujols before that.
So
remember, they signed Pujols for all that money. Now, Pujols was much later in his career, obviously. But again, it's like going in on that one big superstar player.
It just doesn't seem to me, and again, you guys, I don't know, maybe there is somebody that has done an analytical study to this, but... Like, you're talking about an elite quarterback? Fine, do it. Because he's going to have greater impact than the best baseball player that you're going to be facing.
If Juan Soto was an NBA player, who would he be? Giannis? Because he's so good and so dominant and so young? Giannis has won a championship.
But Giannis so has Soto.
Huh?
So has Soto.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He was right away.
But they won that. Didn't they win that title basically with their staff? Yeah, I mean,
Rendon was good, too.
Rendon and Soto were both in the middle of the order, and Soto really came through.
Yeah, you're right. They basically got the same thing, where they're both, how old is Giannis? 24?
No, he's like 26.
Giannis is going to be Giannis' 10th year in the league this year.
Oh, that's crazy.
But I think that's a good. If you had to make, like, it's so
but
hard.
This isn't the NBA. That's exactly the difference.
But if you had to, I think Giannis is probably a good comp. If you had to.
Giannis has a greater impact in his sport than Soto does.
Now, the flip side of what you brought up, too. And Meller, you've got thoughts on this. And I polled the question. You can vote on my Twitter poll brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Visit your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers today. Number one retail for electrified vehicles. Which Chicago MLB team should try to trade for Juan Soto? So I'm throwing it out there for you. I don't think this is the time or the place for the Cubs to go to Soto. I would love him on the team if he was a free agent. I just don't think that they're ready. And it's not like someone phrased it as, he's not like the last guy you had to a championship. I'm not telling you he's the last guy either. You want him a part of your core. They don't have anything.
Yes.
Who do they even know who's a part of the Cubs core?
Well, that's the Cubs' huge problem is that you look and there's like...
Junior Lake.
What are you building
Stop
around?
Stop maybe with the Junior Lake jokes.
There's nothing there that you can say, this is what we're building
like
around.
Like, has
this
Nico Horner won you over this year? We don't know if he inhaps a part of the core. Can Keegan Thompson and Justin Steele be a part of the core? But what are they?
Well, that's the thing is, even if they are, even if they've proven to you, and I think Horner's shown enough and Hap's shown enough where you could be like, yes, they could be... You know, in the middle of a lineup of
they
can
be
of
pieces
a really good
to your
team.
Puzzle.
But that good team has some elite hitters in it that are glaringly missing from the Cubs roster.
So you have Seiya, you have Nico Horner. You may trade Hap. You may trade him. You may trade Contreras. But what?
No, but all those guys, like, even if you said, even if you kept those four players, even if you said somehow, some way Wilson Contreras was going to be on the team, you still need the middle, the heart of the order hitters that Juan Soto would actually bring to the roster. So I could see why
you're the Nats. You're the Nats then. I mean, it's the same situation, right?
Of those prospects, too, or like younger guys. The Nats might want some of those guys in a trade the other way, so they may not even be a part of the equation.
But this is what's so frustrating to me, because Jim Bowden wrote a piece for The Athletic today, and he listed 10 teams that could be in or should be in on the Juan Soto trade conversation. Now, he didn't even put the Cubs in his list of 10 teams, but he did put the White Sox in there, and this is where it's a little bit maddening, because he proposed a package of players that the White Sox would have to give up in order to obtain Juan Soto, and this is what he suggested. Remember, Jim Bowden, former MLB GM, two times for the Nationals.
With Washington, one of those.
Yes,
for
the Nationals and the Reds. Yes. So he suggested that the White Sox, what they would have to give up in a Soto package would be either one of Eloy Jimenez or Andrew Vaughn, and then, in addition to one of those players, they would have to give up some of their top prospects, actually three of their top four prospects. He suggested Colson Montgomery, who I know everybody who follows it is in love with him. He could, you know, I think Keith Law even mentioned the other day, he has the potential of a superstar written all over him. Jose Rodriguez, Yoliki Cespedes, and or Oscar Colas, and then one of their pitching prospects, Anderson Severino or Jason Balus. So, essentially, Eloy or Andrew Vaughn, and then three of your four top prospects. Now, if you're trading away Eloy or Andrew Vaughn, I would prefer it would be Eloy in this
case.
Okay,
of course. But you'd be okay trading Andrew Vaughn for Juan Soto.
Yes. If push came to shove and they demanded Andrew Vaughn, I would have to say, listen, I love you, Andrew Vaughn. I love what you brought to the team, but pack your bags because I'm driving you to O'Hare. We have to get you to
you
Washington.
You have Robert and Soto as two-thirds of your outfield. Give me a break. The two of the youngest.
I just think I felt it
dynamic
move. I think it moved.
And the key is here that Soto at 23 years old is the prodigious left-handed power bat that the White Sox are sorely lacking in the lineup. Now, as a Sox fan, I want them to go ahead and make this trade and also sign Juan Soto to a long-term deal. I don't think the long-term deal is certainly in the cards, but I think it's worth the conversation. Should the Sox be entertaining this notion with only the idea of bringing Juan Soto in for the next 2.5 years?
All right, now, do we not talk enough about the Sox in this equation? Aren't they the perfect team to go after Juan Soto because they are ready-made and you don't have to tap into the prospects like you did before? You've built this team up, and he's everything you want. Everything. In that
I think
ballpark,
it's significantly more on your brain for the White Sox than the Cubs.
I gave four options in the poll question. Did you see the results so far?
I did not see the results.
So I gave Cubs, White Sox, both, or neither. How do you think it's going?
I'm going to say the White Sox are winning a close battle.
They are. And what's winning is 34% of the people think neither team should be in. But then as far as the singular team, there are 31% of White Sox fans saying the White Sox should be the team looking to trade for Juan Soto, plus an additional 10.4% who say both teams should be in. There are 24% of the people saying that the Cubs should be the lone team in.
Well, look, I mean, part of me agrees with that. You take the phone call and ask hey, what does it take? It may be a 13-second conversation. But you take the phone call. You don't ever not take the phone call or make the phone call.
But if they even asked for Eloy and Vaughn and those prospects, wouldn't you still say yes?
I'm still interested.
And think about, and I even said, what's worst case scenario with Soto on the south side? He's got, as we corrected ourselves, he's got 2.5 years left. So that's 3 postseasons on a team where the window is open, wide open for making the postseason every year. And even if the worst case scenario happens where you feel you can't sign him, you could get him for this year's postseason, next year's postseason, and then you can even at the age of 25 in his walk year, flip him again for a haul. But if the roles were reversed, and if the Cubs were the team at 500 who had been to the postseason for 2 straight years,
I'd be clamoring for them to be
with the window wide open. I think we'd have full phone lines demanding that Tom Ricketts make the trade. Make the trade. Trade Schwarber and this and for Juan Soto, whatever it is. Like, that's perfect. 23 and a lefty.
So give me a little bit of give me some clarity on who are the prospects, Meller, that they're, because it's going to take, like you said. I mean, what did Bowden say? Bowden, say whatever. How
he
you
said
pronounce
three of, Bowden. So he suggested they have to give 3 of their top 4 prospects in their
and either Vaughn or
one of Jimenez or Vaughn. Colson Montgomery, who was their first round pick last year, and he's been really good in his, you know, where he's played minor league baseball. And like I said, I think Keith Law, if I'm not mistaken, mentioned that he has potential star written all over him right now.
Didn't he just make the top 100?
He just moved up to MLB.com's.
I don't know if it's still going on, but he had like a 50 game on base streak.
He did, yes. I don't know if it's currently still continuing, but yes, that is a good point, Tyler. And now, here's the thing, though. So, Colson, they have 2 shortstops in their top 4 prospects in Colson Montgomery and Jose Rodriguez. I mean, listen, it stands to me that if they want one of those 2, I'd certainly be like, okay, you take your pick, and then we'll give you Aloy, and we'll give you either Cespedes or Colas, or if you need both, fine. Oscar Colas and Cespedes, 2 international signings that they just brought into the system the last couple of years, who are closer to the big leagues than both Montgomery and Rodriguez are. So, listen, if you're the White Sox right now, you're
the White
in
Sox.
The
yeah, I think, and not and, just that. I think you've got the you've got the goods.
Here's the thing. Again,
and you need a kickstart too.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got the pieces to move.
You've got Dylan Cease, a Cy Young. Yes. Competitor. You've got Kopech on the rise. You've got Giolito in the heart of his. You're going to have to sign him soon. But you've got your 1, 2, and 3 spots already filled in your rotation. You've
got an elite closer.
And again, it fits perfectly. What are you missing? A left-handed power bat in the middle of your lineup. That's Juan Soto.
He's the guy.
The best in the league. The best left-handed power hitter. If you could pick one right now, he would be your first choice.
There is no chance they are giving anybody a $450 million contract.
And he turned that down.
Probably correct. That is
Think
probably
about that.
Correct, Waddle.
Grandal signed for $73 million.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest contract of all time in White Sox history.
That's
so
amazing.
This is going to be, he turned down a deal worth 6 times that.
So what? The Sox can be the first professional sports team in America to give a $500 million deal to a player. Be that team, White Sox.
What would you do if the White Sox end up trading for Soto? Will you run naked from Millennium Park to the station?
Oh, you get arrested. Like,
what will you do?
I have to think this over.
Like what Carmen once said, if they signed Bryce Harper, I think it was for Bryce Harper or Machado, he would have done the run from guaranteed rate to the station. Not naked. Just like the fun run or whatever it was.
You just asked Meller to get arrested. That's what you just asked. Jeff, would you like to get arrested?
Yeah, I'm probably not going to do that.
Yeah.
Not going to go nude. Don't want to.
Would you wear the David Kaplan bodysuit?
Yes. Yeah, how about that?
And
for
run
a full
from there.
Day, wherever you, and we get to tell you where you have to go. Full day, David Kaplan bodysuit.
Well, first you've got to start at a 9 a.m. mass up
What?
Yeah, you got to go to mass at 9 a.m. Daily mass.
That's where you're starting first.
That's where you start.
Body, okay.
That's where you start. You got to go to mass, and then you got to walk from mass to here for work. And then we get to send you
it's
on different
happening,
different,
Maller.
Different
no,
trips.
Listen, bodysuit, the cat bodysuit, yes,
yes,
I'm in.
You're if in.
The,
you're okay, good. All day, wherever we want you to go.
Juan Soto, I'm going to cap it at 6 p.m. once our show wraps.
Okay,
I'm not going to stick around downtown.
Is he getting coffee that day, Waddle? Getting
no doubt,
the guys?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where he's going to put his money, but...
He's going to Walgreens. He's going all over.
Hey, Jeff, can you run across the street and get us some Chick-fil-A?
And go grab a 6-inch sub from Subway as well. Maybe a foot long.
Like, with Sox fans, where is your level on this? The best player in baseball, one of the best players, top three player in baseball, is available. You got 2.5 years of control of him. Now, remember...
I think Sox fans are fatigued with the thought because it's never happened, so they don't even bark up the tree.
That's what I mean. Is this like... But there are 30% of the people voting yes. Or... Is it such a far-fetched dream that you don't even bother fantasizing about it?
Well, you know what, though? That truly is where I've gone to. I've become so conditioned to believe that it's not in the White Sox nature to do such a thing. That's why I'm willing to agree to wear the nude cap suit.
Right. Because
I don't think there's any chance in hell that they'll be in on Juan Soto in the conversations.
What is Aloy's value, too, these days? Like, who is calling you on Aloy?
See, so I do think... Because he's 25,
he's on a team-controlled contract.
Yes, he signed to that team-friendly deal,
can't stay healthy.
No, but you look at him as a DH.
But if you're the Nationals, you know, if you could get back a 25-year-old slugger who, if he could ever stay healthy, is a 30-plus home run guy, I think that would certainly be appealing to the Nationals. So if the White Sox wanted
you're not going to re-sign him.
If the White Sox wanted to truly be in this market, I think they have some very enticing pieces that could make them the front runner.
Look, you already traded Tatis. Go get someone back like this. Do the opposite. Go get a star. 312-332-3776. Is this even like a dreamable scenario for you Sox fans? And Cubs fans, I'm against it. I'm pretty passionate about it, but people keep telling me I'm wrong on this, that you just, I don't know how you get good, how you get closer to winning a World Series where the Cubs are today if they traded for Juan Soto. I don't think they're any closer because I think you're getting rid of everything you've built up in the last 2 years. Let's talk some baseball with you. 312-332-3776. Anything on your mind, too? Football-wise, we'll take your calls. Plus, we've got my wife a radio partner at 445.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Talking about Juan Soto. So a lot of people thought that maybe he would get traded before the deadline. We will see.
When is the deadline this year?
April 2nd.
August.
August. What was August? April 2nd. August.
I was gonna say, that's a pretty long day. Let's give him
August
some time.
August 2nd. Whew.
We've already tucked summer away and you're off to the next season, huh?
Well, if we could skip winter and just go to April, that's cool. But August 2nd, yes.
April these days is still winter.
I know it is. You're right. April's one of the most disappointing months we have on the calendar.
Yes.
It never lives up to what we thought of April as a kid.
No.
We know April showers. We know this. But it's like April 38-degree days.
Yeah.
But anyway, August 2nd is the trade deadline day. We'll see. I mean, like, he could easily be a National by the deadline. You know, the KD stuff has basically gone away. Windhorst today said that the calls have slowed to a trickle. That they're not actively taking many calls. You can reach them.
Yeah.
But we'll see where that even goes. So Juan Soto, will a team go for him? And here's a couple of good responses. You read to me one of them on Twitter.
From Nick.
Nick, of course I want Soto on the Sox. It would be dumb to not want him. But it's the Sox, and they won't do it. So it's not even on my radar.
That was my point, is that Sox fans, I think, have been conditioned in some ways.
Mars says the Sox would be fools to not be in on Soto. If I was them, I'd say he can have anyone except Cease and Robert. As Meller says, he's a perfect match for their lineup. I don't think there's any cost I wouldn't pay aside from what I mentioned above. So Cease and Robert, take your pick. Here's the buffet. Who do you want? go ahead.
I want Larry Garcia. Give me a Josh Hamm.
Tony will not let you touch his Larry Garcia.
I wanted to see where's the motivation for wanting to make this deal.
Tony won't let it happen.
Starts with Larry.
That's a deal breaker. Deal breaker.
We got Josh. Josh is gassing up the motorcycle.
Yes, he is. Everything's fine now with Josh Harrison. He's had the good month and a half. Scott and Aurora, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Scotty?
Hey, boys, how are we doing?
We're good.
Hey, let's keep in mind that $440 million that he did turn down was over a span of 14 years. So they're trying to lock him up till he was 38. Right now at Washington, they have a record of 31-63, worst team in baseball. Possibilities of the Nationals selling with new ownership coming in. I probably would have pulled out of that one too and maybe look another route and trying to get out of town. The money's nice, but if you're not happy with the team that you got, then maybe it is time for a change.
I read the quote too, Scott. I mentioned this the other day about Boris. I told you some Boris stories. Like, it's sticker shock, and like Zetterman had it and said, wow, how could anyone turn down $440 million? Scott Boris said it's simple. Average annual salary. It's $29 million. There are multiple players in Major League Baseball who make well more than $29 million per year. So if it's 440 over 12 years instead of 15, if it's 440 over 10 years, I'm sure there's a different way to look at it.
What did Scherzer just get? Did he get close to $50 million a year from the Mets?
It's pretty crazy, yeah. I mean, it was a 2 or 3 year deal?
Wasn't it 3 years, like 150, or am I wrong?
No, it's a little, it's like 40, it's like 39, I thought.
It's not 50, even 40.
Right.
Okay, $40 million a year.
Yeah, you got 3 for $130. That's like 43.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
He always gets his money, doesn't he, the Boris clients?
Yes. Imagine that payday, like every Wednesday, or every 2 weeks.
I can't. They were talking about Mega Millions today on Cap and Jay Hood.
How much is it up to?
It's up to the point to where people are talking about it.
Which is so dumb.
My roommate bought 3 tickets last night.
Did you win? How many?
He bought three numbers or 3 tickets. I don't know how it works.
I saw a breakdown of Max Scherzer.
It's probably
three combinations. Yeah.
So when Max Scherzer, I don't know if you guys recall, he had the rehab start when he was coming off the injured list, and he bought all the minor leaguers AirPods.
Right.
And paid the
$7,000 spread.
Yeah. They did the math, and him buying every single person a pair of AirPods is like if you make $60,000 a year and you buy someone an $8 lunch.
Yeah.
That's essentially what the equivalent
now,
was.
Now, look, we tend now to do the opposite, where we rip people for doing, like, good things. Like, no, whether he can afford it or not, it was still something.
It's a nice gesture.
Many people who go down for their rehab starts don't do.
Yeah.
No, of course not.
You know what I mean? Like, no,
what
I know you're not.
What did Chris Sale,
he tore the whole place apart.
Yeah, he tore up their locker room. Scherzer's out there buying us, a headset and catering dinner.
Like, at first blush, I was like, okay, $7,000 for him and the AirPods. But still, a lot of guys go down there and they don't do diddly. They don't do anything for those guys.
And those guys aren't making Jack Diddly poo themselves.
Rob Manfred begs to differ, my friend.
Well, I saw a TikTok today of a minor league pitcher. He has to go to the local, Planet Fitness to work out.
Of course.
Because they don't have a facility?
They don't have a facility for him.
Jeez. Like, this is your future. If you're a Major League Baseball organization, what you want to do is create an environment that will enhance the growth and development of your young players.
Cap used to tell the story that the Cubs were so antiquated with their technology and their equipment. Before they built Sloan Park, they would load up their fitness equipment from Wrigley Field.
And
bring it down to Mesa because they didn't have a real weight room there.
Right.
Like, now Sloan's got all, that's their headquarters where all the minor leaguers are, guys who are rehabbing. They go there because it's first class all the way. And like you said, you're Bears. You're getting on a school bus in a leaky dome in Waukegan. This is 1990. This isn't that long ago.
Hey, you know what? We can't stretch yet. They've got to pull the tarp off of the domed indoor stadium.
There's a tarp.
Because we had a tarp. because it would leak like hell on the sidelines.
It's amazing.
So, I mean, you had a full wide, you know, it wasn't regulation length.
Hey, Hamp, get on the bus. Get on the school bus, Hamp.
Yeah.
Don't lower your window past the line.
Hamp's like, screw that. I'm going to the Lantern downtown. I'm going to get a burger and a couple of cold beers.
Sean in LaGrange, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Sean?
How you guys doing?
We're good.
Fabulous.
Yeah, just about Juan Soto. I just I don't know how willing I am to give up any one of the likes of Andrew Vaughn or Eloy for just 2.5 years of control of Soto. I think the White Sox being able to extend him is extremely unlikely. Granted, the fact that he turned down $440 million, and I don't think the White Sox have the greatest rep with Scott Boras clients. So
no, they don't. You're right.
I don't know.
This is like a total pipe dream.
Outside of the vacuum, though, Sean, like, you don't make that deal knowing what the price is going to be if you're not willing to play ball with regard to the contract extension. You just don't.
I don't know what they would even have to offer, like, prospect-wise, like, Oscar Colas and Lenin Sosa, is that really going to turn the wheel at all? Is that, I don't know.
Sean, but you say you don't want to offer Vaughn and Eloy. Like, in 2.5 years, how many games do you believe Eloy is going to start?
You see, that's the thing. I don't know.
You know, and you don't know about his future. Say. And if you're replacing Soto, you're okay. Like,
listen, you got 9 DHs on your roster anyway. Like, if you lose one of them, you're going to be okay. And that's, if it's Eloy, then it's Eloy.
I don't know. Eloy looms large in my heart. I think that if that kid could stay healthy, he could, I don't know, over 10 seasons with the White Sox, if they were able to keep him locked down, he could break some home run records.
Ooh, but, you're like our Chris Bryant caller.
Yeah.
How many? What are you thinking here? Are you thinking about the home run record, or are you thinking about White Sox home run records?
Oh, White Sox home run records. I think if he stayed healthy and stayed on this team, he could surpass Frank Thomas. Hitting 40 a year, why not?
Well, if the queen had beans, she'd be the king. I mean, it's an enormous if, Sean. Like, last year he played 55 games, and this year he's played 19 out of 92.
I hear you. I think what they really need to do is take him out of left field and keep him as DH. But, you know, when we're talking about just 2 years of Juan Soto, don't get me wrong. I think he'd mesh perfectly with the team. I think he's exactly what we need. But for that price, I don't know.
It's not three, just two. You made the point seasons. Earlier. It's three postseasons.
In the window, with the window open. Yes.
That's a lifetime.
Sean, thanks.
That's a lifetime.
Listen,
in professional sports.
If you like to look through Sean's rose-colored glasses, Eloy's 25.
Yeah.
Everything I know about sports is that players generally get healthier as they age. So I think he's got a bright future ahead of him.
By the way, okay, so looking at the last 2.5 years, Eloy has played 129 games. Juan Soto's played 289.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And Juan Soto's 2 years younger.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, I mean, look, Eloy, there's tremendous potential there. And when he is healthy, he's a force to be reckoned with.
But every time you think he's healthy, he's not.
You got to get. And by the way, if we are really having this conversation, you understand you have to give up something to get something, even if you
this
think it's just
player.
For 2.5 years.
Yes. Caden in Lockport.
One more thing. Eloy's under Eloy's under contract. He's only under contract for 4.5 more years.
Right.
For, you know, that's only two
What's
additional
What's his salary
years.
Now? What is he getting? Didn't they buy him out of free agency?
Yes. They've got two team options in 25-26. Right now, this season, he is making, his base salary is $6.5 million.
Yeah, he got a 6-for-43.
Six for 43.
Wow. You know what? If he was healthy, that would be a huge bargain for the team.
Right.
But considering the number of games that he has played, it's not so much a bargain.
Caden in Lockport, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Caden?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Hey, so you guys are talking about the Sox possibly targeting Juan Soto. I think the Cubs 100% should do it. I mean, he's a guy that you can build around for years to come. I mean, he's only 23. He's only 2 years older than I am. Like, it's crazy how young he is and how good he is. I mean, there was a stat that there were 12 guys that were older than him in the Futures game. I mean, I don't understand why the Cubs are not barking on the Nationals' door and saying they should get him right now.
But who are they building around him if they don't have any more prospects coming up? Like, they've won the World Series one time in 108 years. And the only time that they really got there was because they built up their farm system and they all matured into really good players at once.
Yeah, that is a true point. I get what you're saying, but like, if Soto comes, like, you could attract some other free agents. And, well, like you said before, the Cubs have prospects so deep in the lower levels that they could, when those guys come up, they could all, you know, form a great team.
But if they're going to form a great team, form it and sign some of the other free agents who are up.
Yes.
I'm not telling you the Cubs shouldn't spend. I'm just saying that they, like, there's so many guys who are going to be free this year.
Well, again, look at what the Sox have when you have this conversation. Look at what they have already in place versus what the Cubs
have in place.
And it makes more sense for the White Sox. It doesn't make – I'm with you. I don't think it makes sense for the Cubs. And it's not denying how great a player Soto is. It's – time and place with regard to this organizational bill.
We could continue this conversation. Wilbon's going to join us at 5. I need a contestant, though, right now. Let's do caller 20, 312-332-3776. We've got my wife, a radio partner. I've got the three clues today. You have to guess, was it Waddle or was it my wife who made that statement? Caller 20 gets to play my wife, a radio partner, next.
It's now time for my wife or my radio partner.
My wife. Nah, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
My wife.
Does this make me look fat? Did you take out the trash?
Or my radio partner.
I look at myself in the mirror and I can't stand what I'm seeing.
It's a little cool today, isn't it? It's a little cool today for golf, isn't it?
My wife or my radio partner.
With Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Waddle, this portion of the Waddle and Sylvie show is brought to you by
NJ Diet. NJ Diet contractually guarantees that you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Go to njdiet.com or call them at 855-5-NJ-DIET.
All right. One other programming note before we get to our contestant for my wife or radio partner. We've got Brian Urlacher on the show tomorrow. Should be good. I think he's gotten to know Eberflus a little bit. I think he likes Eberflus. I think he knows him through Rod Marinelli.
Okay.
So
he likes, you know, he's going to like a defensive coordinator taking over as the head coach.
We're going to run the football. We're going to stop them and take the ball away.
Yeah.
And Brian will tell us about the snake trick.
Excuse me?
There are a few things on Instagram these days that are better than Brian Urlacher's snake trick. Okay.
Well, sure, it's Instagram?
That's a 24-hour tease right there.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, he'll be on. Let's see who our contestant is. Over there at the bottom. Hold on.
It's Sergio.
Sergio!
And Crystal Lake.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Sergio.
What's up, Sergio?
Hey.
How do you usually do when you play at home?
I usually do pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Where were we? We were in Crystal Lake a while ago. Where were we? What was the name of that joint?
Firebar.
Firebar. Good call, Sergio.
Sergio, were you there?
Yes, I was.
All right, very nice. It was. Thank you. By the way, our next stop is Lake Zurich. Lake Zurich at Chasers a week from Friday.
Yeah.
So that was a great place, too. All right, 2 out of 3, and you'll get a gift card to Geno's East, all right?
Okay.
If my wife made the statement, this is what you're going to hear.
This old man, he played one. He played knick-knack on my drum.
It's always a fun game. And if my radio partner made the statement, this is what you're going to hear.
Hot dog.
I almost brought hot dogs at the grocery store yesterday when I worked 2 days ago.
I believe it's National Hot Dog Day.
Is
boys.
It?
I'm
it
pretty
is.
Sure.
Yep, it is.
You know what? I chose Italian sausage instead of hot dogs.
That's good. I mean, you could get a bunch of different.
I made sausage and peppers last night. I paid for it last night before I went to bed and this morning when I woke up, but I loved it.
Like, what do you mean you paid for it?
Well, I mean, it's a little rumbly in your tummy.
Descriptive?
Yeah, like it tastes so good when you're eating it, and it hurts so bad when you're expelling it. I'm just saying, like
that's a good my wife or radio partner. It hurts or what tastes so good?
It tastes so good when you're eating it.
It hurts so bad when you're expelling it. Oh, that's good. So that's the game, Sergio. 2 out of 3, yes. You get that gift card. All right.
Okay. I'm going to eat it again tonight when I go home because I have leftovers.
Oh, good.
What you call just punishing yourself.
Rinse and repeat for a while. A
couple glasses of wine, some sausage and peppers.
What were you thinking with the hot dogs? You know what? I don't need hot dogs in the house. Why not get a 12-pack of hot dogs, too?
Because I bought these Italian sausage instead of the hot dogs.
You can always make hot dogs the next day. Statement number one. I have a drinking problem. I just like to drink. I have a drinking problem. I just like to drink.
I'm going to go with the wife.
Come on. You thought too long there.
You know, this is why Sergio went with the wife instead of me, is because I don't consider that a problem. I can't believe I said that myself. That's not a problem. That is actually a talent.
On my list that I keep for these 2 weeks, I had other Waddle statements. I purposely went with this one today because you went out of your way to say that you don't drink as much and as heavy as you used to. But yet just last week you said to me, you looked at me and you said, I think I have a drinking problem. I just like to drink.
That's true, because I had like a streak of 12 days in a row, but 14. I wasn't hammered. I was just like gliding through the evening with a couple glasses of wine. Nobody's going to, you know, hate you for that.
All right, Sergio, you need a rally here. You need these last two to get the gift card.
Let's go.
Statement number two. You're awfully friendly with the workers here. You're awfully friendly with the workers here.
I'm going to go with partner.
Who?
With a partner, Waddle.
Radio partner. Hot dog, that's correct, you remember? It's a brand new
day, what you waiting for? All right.
I'm trying to think where you were. Oh, we were at Edison Park Inn. Yeah.
Hey,
sugar, how you doing?
I never said sugar or hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
I was taking a picture with
her. Hey, sugar.
And I said, good to see you again. I said, good to see you again. She laughed after we took the picture because I think it's one of the only.
She wasn't the only one that you had a little conversation going with two people.
I'm friendly with people.
I know. That's why I said, what was the statement?
You're awfully friendly with the workers here.
Okay, well, I mean,
did you just say it yourself? Did you call her sugar?
Yes, he said, hey, girl.
How you doing, sugar?
I don't know. That's why I'm kind of like,
hey, darling. Sugar. You think I'm going sugar?
I don't, but
I'm not even saying, hey,
she
girl.
She came over and got a little handsy with you.
Not true.
It is
no
true.
No one got handsy with me, nor did
she's
I.
She's an attractive member of the EPI team.
And how all of a sudden,
hey girl,
Waddle's like, boy, you're awfully friendly with the staff here.
But then I forgot that you'd been to you've done several pub crawls.
I know the people
there, and
I see them again.
I did not say it in a derogatory fashion. I was just noticing that you don't usually light up when people come up to you like that.
Statement number three.
Hey, girl.
This is it for the pizza. Stop sending me these, please. I don't want to see this ever.
That sounds like a misser statement. I'm going to go with the wife.
What's going on?
What are you doing? I was sending her pics.
Yeah?
I sent her the picture of Cap and Jesse at the lake house, followed by the picture of Jesse on the raft, just unsolicited. And she responded with a text message, stop sending me these, please. I don't want to see these ever.
I don't want to see them either. Like, don't you immediately hit delete when you see that, how the picture from Jesse came out?
No,
like
because
that?
I've got something on Jesse now. You know when the phrase, hey, do they have pictures of you or something?
Yeah.
I've got something on Jesse now. So if I need
such
stuff,
an unflattering
photo. That's why I'm not deleting it.
All right. Good job, Sergio.
Good job.
Rally.
Right. Gee, this is for you, Sergio. Hold on.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Coming up next, Michael Wilbon joins the show. There was someone on an ESPN podcast who's very highly thought of who is saying that the Bulls have been silent and they're surprised by it. We'll ask Wilbon what he thinks about that and some other stuff coming up next.